Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. And I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Saul Ibarra?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Well, I was working like 20.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it tile setter, marble mason, tile or marble finisher, cement mason, PCC restoration, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, refractory bricklayer, plasterer, mason helper or finisher, or stone mason?
I was a bricklayer, but I'm not working anymore.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey or level mechanic, apprentice, finisher? Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not working.
Thank you. Now, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
No.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I haven't think about it.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think it's the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I think the same.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, Aaron.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thinking about the last show on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, do you not know?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I think the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
No, I think the same.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Is it dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job?
I think the COVID.
Okay. The COVID-19. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Picketing?
Pardon me?
Ticketing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I think regularly.
Thank you. Now we're going to change the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. The list goes as follows. A cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, and radio. Now please rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from. So which one is the first?
I think the 5.
Which one?
The 5, number 5.
Number 5, which one was that? Is it radio, the internet, or social media?
Yes.
Friends and neighbors?
No, social media.
Okay, thank you. And after social media, which is the source that you are most likely to get your news from? Cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, or radio?
I think it's a paper. Mm-hmm.
After print or online newspapers, which is the source that you're most likely to get your news from? Cable news, local TV news programming, friends and neighbors, or radio?
I think radio.
Radio? And after radio, in between cable news, local TV news programming, and friends and neighbors, which is the source that you're most likely to get your news from?
Social news.
Okay. Local news. In between cable news and friends and neighbors, which is the most likely source of information for you?
I think it was local news.
Between cable news and friends and neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. So the list that we have is first, the internet or social media, second, print or online newspapers, third, radio, fourth, local TV news programming, fifth, cable news, and last, friends and neighbors. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, immigration, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, education, support for labor unions, or something else?
I think it's occupation.
Okay. The education, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BIC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important, that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's important.
And between somewhat important and very important?
Important, yes.
Which one? Somewhat or very?
I think it's very.
Very important. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. Do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Oh, I think the Democratic.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm the United.
And do you support them somewhat more or much more?
I think I'm the same, you know, the more.
So it would be somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more, thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall.
I'm gonna get that one.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on his job as president overall?
I think approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Just an approve.
Thank you. And what about the job he has done on the economy?
I think it's not too bad.
So do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. What about the job Joe Biden has done on support for labor unions?
I think I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
And what about on the job he has done on immigration?
How I answer that one? Some is not
okay,
approved.
That's fine. Would you want me to record as somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Some of this are approved.
Okay, thank you. And what about the job he has done on healthcare?
I think it's some approved.
Thank you. And last, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done on foreign affairs?
I think it's approved.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I disapprove.
Oh, which one? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job?
I think it's approved.
Do you somewhat disapprove it or strongly disapprove it?
Disapprove it, yeah.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now we're going to change a bit. Are you registered to vote?
Pardon me?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I think a 50-50.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, that's fine. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BIC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I think it's fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, but I just wanted to thank you for your patience. Now,
yes, but I think almost you have to stop because I have things to do.
Oh, we are at 82%, and the last few questions go by really fast. So, how could the union best improve its representation and service? And this is an open-ended question.
Can you repeat that question?
Yes. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
Not fair.
But do you have any idea on how could they improve it?
No, I have no idea.
Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? Or what is the most important thing the union should be working on? Any suggestions?
Well, I have I don't know. Keep the worker busy.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Is it from your job site, mail, email, union meetings, or text messages?
I think text messages.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
I think a couple of times a year.
A couple of times a year?
Yes.
Or once a year. Okay, thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Maybe not strong, because I don't know.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My race?
Race. Your ethnic background. Yeah.
Oh, okay. As a Latino?
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
By the what?
Your first name.
My name?
Yes, just your first name.
Oh, Saul. I see you all, Saul.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, sir. You're free. Have a wonderful day.